Please find a nice seat for each one of you. The story I'm going to tell you happened my first year in college. What are those first year students in the college called? Do you know? Right, freshmen. So when I was a freshman, something happened to me. That was the first time I lived far away from home. Have you ever lived far away from home, from your parents, from your relatives, alone? No? It happened the first time. And you know what? I got really sick. I caught the flu or cold, I don't know, but I had really high fever. And you know where I lived that time? I live in the dorm. Who knows what dorm is? Who knows? I guess Philip can tell us. You know what that is? What does it look like?
It's like a big house where kids live in for college or high school.
Yeah, and you know, some kids, they have their own room, sometimes two or maybe more people live in one room, but you have to share a room with somebody else. So we had two beds in my room and small bathroom and the desk and a couple nightstands and that's it. And I got really, really sick when I was a child, when I got sick. How your parents treat you when you get sick? What do they do to make you feel better?
Well, they sometimes give me the kind of food I need and medicine. They drive me to the doctors and stay with me there.
Yeah, that's nice. You know, my mom, she's not a big fan of drugs. So you know what she would do? When I would get sick, she would make house really, really clean and cozy. She would make my bed really nice and soft and bring a lot of pillows and my favorite books and my favorite toys and nice stories to listen to and maybe cartoons to watch. And she would cook my favorite food just to make me feel better. She would do me a really nice sweet tea, raspberry tea or honey, and I would feel like I'm a princess that day, and it would usually take 1 or 2 days for me to feel better and to recover really quick. And here I am in that dorm room all by myself. Nobody cares about me. And for a couple of days I had really high fever and I didn't want to eat. And it was Friday evening, and you know the students are very busy on Friday to get ready for the Sabbath. And my roommate promised to bring me food from the cafeteria. Do you know what cafeteria is? Do you? Students come with trays and they pick whatever they want. So she promised to bring me a tray of food. And she promised because I got really hungry. I felt like I'm getting better. And just not eating a couple of days, I felt really, really hungry. And I was looking forward to something to eat. But my roommate, it's a person with whom you have to share a room. She had to do special music that evening in the chapel. And she was very busy and very nervous and very excited. So I was laying there and waiting and waiting and waiting. And you know what happened? When I heard the congregational singing, I understood that it's the opening song. And I realized that she completely forgot about me. And she's not going to bring food for me. And I felt so lonely. And you know, dorm become empty finally. It become quiet because everybody left for the church. And I felt so bad. I even cried a little bit. Because nobody cares about me. Nobody is here to help or to bring me food. And I'm hungry and I'm angry. I'm very upset. And you know what I start to remember? When I got baptized, the pastor told me that now, since you are in covenant with God, you would never be alone. So I remember his words. And you know what I'm starting? I start arguing with God. I said, if you promise always to be with me and you're here with me, I doubt that you hear me now. because I'm pretty sure that a lot of people are singing praises to you right now, and you are very busy with those worshipers, and you have all universe in your hands. Who am I so you would care about me? But if you really meant what you said, you know what, I'm hungry, I'm very upset, and I want, and I ask him for something that I wanted to eat. Can you guess what I ask him for? You would never guess. What would you ask him if you would be very hungry, recovering after sickness? What kind of food? What is your favorite food? Huh?
Kiwi.
Kiwi, yes, yum, yum. Anybody else?
My favorite food is carrots.
Carrots.
Guys, you're so good. You know what I ask for? You would never believe and you wouldn't relate, but I ask for fish. I really wanted something solid. I wanted fish. And I knew kind of, I do believe that God is kind of vegan. So I understood that my request was kind of silly. But you know why I asked for fish? I wanted that. And our cafeteria in our campus was vegetarian, so they didn't cook fish or meat. So to find fish on the campus was not quite realistic. But I want to make sure that if he hears me, I want fish, and that's it. And I kind of understood that it's kind of a silly request, and God wouldn't bother, but that's what I said. And you know what? A few minutes later, I've heard a knock on my door. And I said, please come in. And the door opened. I saw an older man. He was a friend of my family, so he knew me from my childhood. So he came to visit me. And he said, oh my, I completely forgot that it's Friday. Because if he would remember that it's Friday, he would never come. Because he would know that I'm busy at the church. He forgot that that's Friday. So he came in his job clothes. So he sat and visited with me for maybe 15, 20 minutes. And I thought, Lord, it's so nice of you to send me somebody that make me feel like home. You know, I felt so good. Thank you very much. But then suddenly when the congregational singing started again, we realized that it's the closing song. So he had, oh, I have to go, because he didn't want anybody to see him in his not Sabbath clothes. So he left. But before he left package with me and he said, you know what? My friend visited me this week and he brought me something and I guess you may be interested in it. And he left the package at my bed and he left. Guys, when I opened that package, what do you think I found there? I found my fish. It was a package of dry fish. And you know what? I felt like my small room is the most holy place in the entire campus of the college, because I realized that he's present with me and he knows what's going on in my life. And I asked him, even silly thing, he found a way to answer me. And I felt so good. I know now, and I knew that time, that my Heavenly Father is always with me. He promised that he's going to be with us always, and he meant what he said. So whenever you feel lonely or you feel like everybody just forgot about you or you're forsaken and nobody cares, know that your Heavenly Father cares and he's there for you always. So that was my story, and I hope that one day each one of you would have your own story to share.